It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Onega Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Boswell. Tough one last night against a really good Oskaloosa team. 51-37 was the final score. And kind of going in depth on this one, Coach, you get out to a nice start. You go up 4-0. But as soon as Oskaloosa got their first basket, they started to press you guys and felt like the pressure sometimes was a little bit too much.
Yeah, they went into that little 2-2-1 press. And, I thought we didn't perform very well against their press, and that's something that we're definitely going to have to work on. And, we kind of got in some foul trouble early, so we had different girls playing different positions in that press, and that you could just tell they weren't comfortable. And, I didn't coach them up very well on that, and that's on me.
Yeah, Coach, you guys actually were within reach. It was 17-14 in that second quarter of the first 3.5 minutes, you guys were scoreless. You guys made a three-pointer, and you forced straight into three to make it 17-14. And actually, you guys held Oskaloosa scoreless for the first 4.5 minutes of the second quarter, but they went on that 10-1 run going into the half. How big of a difference maker was that run?
Yeah, in any run like that, that just really kind of puts a damper on the team spirit. And, defensively, I thought we did a pretty good job. But again, we had certain girls and different positions in that defense as well. And so when you give up 10 points in transition, and that's pretty clearly what's happened there, we just got to do a better job. I got to do a better job of getting the girls in a better position. And clearly, when Delaney Figge was out of the game, her presence was clearly missed. And so we got to make sure we get our post in the game and hopefully keep them out of foul trouble, and I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I do too, certainly. And kind of coming out of the third quarter, you guys were able to, you guys got a little bit of offense going. Bridget Campbell, she was able to get some offense going. She had 15 points in this one, but she fouled out towards the end. But ultimately, kind of just summarizing this one up, I feel like you fought hard, but ultimately it was just some mistakes, some turnovers, and you feel like that's something you can be able to clean up to get ready for your upcoming game against Centralia?
Yeah, clearly. We're going to kind of, watch film, and I think, film on this game will actually be a better learning for the girls to kind of see where they need to be. And we got to clean up some stuff. We were 28% from the free throw line. That's going to be really tough. We missed 15 free throws, and if we would have made at least some of those, it would have put us in a better position at the end of the game. So, yeah, we're going to be okay. Hopefully we can stay healthy, and then hopefully I can put the girls in a better position next Tuesday, and hopefully we can compete in that game. Centralia, another girl, they're always going to be tough, but we're looking forward to it. I'm hoping that'll be a different outcome, taking care of the ball, making some free throws, and hopefully we can get a win at home.
And Coach, kind of talking about this Centralia team, Owen Dieter is obviously one of the best, if not the best player in the entire state at your guys' classification. What are you guys hoping to do to try to shut her down?
She's incredible. I thoroughly enjoy watching her play, but we're going to try to, obviously, like every other team, just deny her the ball, help off screens, just do the best we can to make sure that she doesn't beat us herself. We're going to try to let the other girls, play more of a role, hopefully. But, yeah, we're going to just try to do our best to keep the ball away from Dieters. But, yeah, it should be fun to watch her play. It should be a good game.
It should be, and Coach, we look forward to it, and best of luck coming up here on the 12th as you guys get a little bit of a break before getting Centralia. And thank you for your time today. Appreciate it, as always.
All right, thank you.
That was Onega Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Mainstar Trust.